Compiled from testimonies of more than 500 people, the allegations against the Eritrean government include mass arbitrary detention and underage conscription, as well as torture and sexual abuse of female recruits. The release of the report at the UN Human Rights Council coincided with a demonstration against its findings outside the United Nations in Geneva by coachloads of protesters. But UN investigator Mike Smith insisted the testimonies he'd heard were not exaggerated.
We heard a lot of stories from a lot of people, and they were so consistent and there was such a strong body of views that we strongly suspected that there is indications of crimes against humanity, which is to say, crimes that are being committed at the hands and at the direction of the government.
After more than two decades of independence in Eritrea, the dream of a democratic country is more distant than ever, according to the UN Human Rights Office. Investigator Mike Smith highlighted the compulsory national service requirement as a key abuse, stunting the future of Eritrea's young people, with 17-year-olds conscripted and still finding themselves locked in the military at 30. He also described how people could be taken from their homes and put in prison without knowing why.
The vast majority of the people that we spoke to really don't know who it was who arrested them. Very often we would ask, what authority did the person have? And they don't need any authority. They just turn up at the door, knock on the door. Sometimes they're wearing a uniform, take you away. They don't show a piece of paper. Even the officials who we interviewed, former officials, who would say that they could just arrest anyone, they could drop them off at a prison and say, look after this person, put them in jail. They don't have to give an explanation of what they've done or who they are. They are just someone with authority.
On the chances of seeing some kind of reform within Eritrea, the UN investigator said that recent commitments from the government had so far proved rhetorical. He added that because there's no independent judicial system in Eritrea, only an international criminal court investigation could tackle the systemic abuse.
But it's not easy to establish that. That requires quite a lot of additional forensic work and ideally documentary work. We are recommending that somebody look more closely in that field and see if we can establish enough that we or a body, an appropriate body, could recommend to the Security Council that the Security Council should refer the matter to the International Criminal Court.
In 2014, according to UN figures, more than 53,000 Eritreans applied for asylum. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.